To have Henry off, I mean, he didn't do much, right?
No, he just does individual. He just runs, you know, continues where he is and builds up to it.
But the fact that
they'll let us know. Yeah, well, it's, you know, he said he'd be in here, and here he is. A couple weeks to go, but here he is.
Does having the Super Bowl at the stadium across the way serve as any constant reminder for the team of what the ultimate goal is?
We have talked about that. We've talked about it throughout the preseason. Much have been made about, you know, the number of days until. So it's a constant reminder. But plus, historically, no one's ever, the home team has never played. So that's a nice thing to be aware of. But we have a long way to go to be in that situation. But lofty goals, yeah, every team in the league. There's 32 teams, but the Super Bowl championship is their goal right now. But we have to make sure we take care of all the nuts and bolts in order to get to a position where you're even able to compete for something like that. So, yes, it is a reminder, all the right things. It's all positive, provided all the work that has to go into it prevails.
Is Saturday a big night for Cordell, and would you be comfortable with him starting week one?
He's starting Saturday night for sure. So we'll take him one step at a time.
Do you think this is a big chance for him to kind of show what he can do?
I would think he's starting in an NFL third preseason game. We're hoping that it's looked at that way.
Well, Tom, how long are the starters going to go?
They'll play basically a half.
Because of the offensive line shuffle, Tom, even though most of the guys are used to it by now, would you alter your snap distribution or alter your plans on how to use
that? At this point, no. Well, but I haven't thought much about, you know, that question. There's things that we need to accomplish with our starters and so on, and so I'm still leaning that way.
In the past, at times you've wanted the guys to, you know, play a series after the halftime.
Sometimes there may be some, but I always include that in my my notes for the coaches going into the third preseason game, as they may be extended into the other half. Sometimes that's based on numbers. If the numbers aren't where you want them to be, you'd like to get guys 30 snaps at this game.
How important is Henry to your offensive success?
Very, very, very. There aren't many around. Even today, when you look around you in the league, there's not many guys that are 265 and, you know, have the skill set that Henry has as well.
Are Jason or Marcus close at all to coming off the pup? Last two guys in the pup last
year? They're getting close, yeah. According to what I hear. I mean, I'm just listening.
You'll stick with the plan. I guess Painter will come in second.
Well, you know what? They're both going to play. Who comes in second? We've got some maneuvering thoughts on that one, too, but they're both going to play. Painter's going to play. Painter's going to play. Carr's not going to play. Carr's not going to play.
Tom, with Terrell Thomas, you've obviously been happy with what you've seen in practice. You said you want to look at the practice film again the other day. What do you need to see out of him this week in
He's got to come back and practice each day and come back and play in the game, play well, build his own confidence, and come out of the game feeling good about where he is. And I'm sure if that's the case, we're all going to feel that way. But I have liked what I've seen.
In terms of how much you think he might play,
so I don't know. We'll see about that. You know, we'll give him certainly enough, but we won't overdo it.
When you say MCL, PCL, ACL, any of that stuff, usually there's some nervousness. I mean, is there any concern with Corey Webster being ready for the opener?
I hope not. You know, I hope that's long gone by then. We should get two good weeks, I think. Next week and the week after, we should be in good shape.